In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This week's gospel lesson picks up right where we left off last week. To recap a bit, recently Jesus has been rejected at his hometown in Nazareth. John the Baptist is beheaded. Jesus and his disciples withdraw by boat to try to grieve in peace, but the crowds follow. Jesus heals their sick, and then he miraculously feeds 5,000 plus people with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. Afterwards, the disciples gather up 12 basketfuls of leftovers. And now it's time for the disciples to leave. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. The disciples are out in the boat trying to make their way across the Sea of Galilee against the wind. We don't know if they're tacking with the sail or if they're rowing. It's hard going against the wind and the waves, but they're making progress and have made it a few miles. Sometime between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m., Jesus comes to them in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. It's late at night, it's dark, they're tired, and the disciples see a figure walking on the water miles from shore. They're terrified. They assume it's a ghost, a phantom, and it's coming to get them. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." The disciples thought it was a ghost, but now Jesus identified himself. It is I, and not a ghost. Most of the disciples are satisfied, but not Peter. Oh, Peter. Peter is my most favorite and least favorite disciple for the same reason. He's too much like me. Peter is the impulsive disciple who always seems to be the one who has something to say when nothing needs to be said. In this instance, Peter challenges Jesus. Peter challenges Jesus' identity. He challenges Jesus' authority. And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." If it is you. You can hear echoes from Jesus' temptation in the wilderness by the devil after his baptism. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. If you are who you say you are." Peter is the most thick-headed of the thick-headed disciples. And he is so much like you and me. How many times have you questioned Jesus' identity and Jesus' authority? You are a baptized child of God. God has marked you with water and the Spirit. What a blessing. We'll get to witness that tomorrow at the 11 o'clock service, where the 3 Miller children from our school who are becoming members of the church are going to be baptized here. You have been baptized. You are a citizen in the kingdom of heaven. You are a part of the body of Christ on earth. You are a part of the church. You should know better. And yet, how often do you find yourself being like Peter? Questioning Jesus' identity. Questioning Jesus' authority. Is Jesus really God? Can he really forgive my sins? For far too many, the answer to the question, "Why are you going to heaven?" is, "Because I am good enough." You're tempted to believe this. You're tempted to think that you do not need Jesus, that salvation is a do-it-yourself proposition, that you can be good enough, or at least not as bad as that guy over there. You're tempted to question if Jesus really is God and if he really can forgive sins. You're tempted to question Jesus' authority to forgive sins, and you're tempted to question God's authority to give law. You're tempted to think that the Ten Commandments are something that was given to someone else at another time. You're tempted to try to explain away your behavior with the but. I know the Bible says this is wrong, but I have a good excuse. I know I shouldn't be looking at that website, but I know I shouldn't be getting drunk, but I know I need to control my anger, but I know I need to treasure and love and serve my spouse, but I know I should come to church as much as I can, but I know intimacy belongs only inside the marriage union of a man and a woman, but I know I should forgive those who sin against me, but I know, fill in your favorite sin. I know it's wrong, but I know better. I know better than God. Peter should know better than to question Jesus' identity or authority. He has seen Jesus in action. He was just with Jesus, miraculously feeding 5,000 plus people. Even Peter questions Jesus. If it is you. Jesus calls Peter out to walk on the water, but then Peter doubts Jesus' authority and he begins to sink. And this is where Jesus wants Peter. Because Peter realizes that he's helpless and he cries out, Lord, save me. This is where you find yourself. You dabble with evil thoughts, evil words, evil deeds. You think you can control it, but then you find yourself sinking into the murky depths of rebellion and sin, and there is only one thing you can do. Cry out, Lord, save me. When you are caught up in sin, know that you cannot do it yourself. You cannot fix it. Ask for help because you need help. You need Jesus. Cry out, Lord, save me. And Jesus reaches out his nail-scarred hand and takes hold of you and brings you back into the boat. Jesus gives you the gift of salvation that he earned on the cross of Calvary. Jesus restores you to purity and holiness that comes not from you, but from him alone. This area of the church where you're sitting is called the nave. It looks like an upside-down boat. Comes from the Latin word novice, which means ship. Stay in the boat. Stay in the ship of faith. Trust in the Lord Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. Repent of the times you have questioned Jesus' identity or challenged his authority. Repent of trying to run your own life and submit to Jesus' will for your life. And life in the ship of faith is not a luxury cruise to exciting ports. Life in the ship of faith is living daily life, doing what you're supposed to do. Love God and love your neighbor. It is life doing what you are given to do. The young mother caring for her child is doing the Lord's work. The engineer working to provide safe air travel is doing the Lord's work. The teacher preparing to teach students in this crazy new school year is doing the Lord's work. Fight the temptation to get out of the boat. But if you do stray, know where your help comes from. Cry out as you do in the confession of sins, Lord, save me. Because he will. Because he already has. Trust in the Lord always. Stay in the boat. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.